forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt.
Hello, Jim. Hello.
Tuesday, November 13, 2007, edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. Toothless Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Boy, I tell you, when it rains, it pours. I almost didn't do a show today, folks. I was doing my normal routine this morning. I get up normally. I wait an hour. I have a couple of pieces of toast. And then a couple hours later, I make a sandwich. And I went to the store yesterday, and I bought this chicken. You know how they got those chickens that are already done. And, you know, you come home and you carve it up and you think, well, all right, I'll have a chicken sandwich for a couple of days. So I did that, all right, and I bit into it, took my first bite out of a chicken sandwich, had a little piece of bone in there, and I busted my front tooth. So I'm walking around with a gaping hole in my smile. Isn't that wonderful? So I had, you know, I was spinning around dizzy, ran to the dentist's office this morning, and I just got back a little while ago with the bad news that it's going to cost all of $900 to fix my smile. And that's where you have to start questioning your vanity, folks. Is your vanity worth $900? And in my case, yes, it is. All right, enough of the personal stuff. Today I've got Dave Lindorf coming up. If you remember, what was it, last week that Dennis Kucinich put in the resolution to impeach Dick Cheney, and that kind of got sidelined after it got into the Judiciary Committee by our wonderful Democratic friend Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who came on to Ed Schultz's program last week and was song and dancing all around about how, you know, they need to focus on other things. The American people aren't concerned about that. So I don't know exactly what polls that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is looking at, but from everybody I talk to, you know, they can't get Cheney and Bush out of office quick enough. So we're going to get Dave Lindorf up today, get his thoughts on it, and you know, see if see what's going on there. Is there any remedy to it? Is there anything we can do about it? You know, it's not looking good. You know, according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, well, you know, they've only got a year left in office. I mean, look what kind of damage these people have done over the past 7 years. Can we even afford another year with those two in there? I don't know about you, but I couldn't get them out of there quick enough. And as I've said before on my program, I'm not exactly sure how the political process works, but I'll tell you what, I listened to a clip of Ed Schultz interviewing this Debbie Wasserman Schultz last week, and she was song and dancing, you know, doing the quick waffle routine around the impeachment proceedings and why it was kind of discounted. And I'll tell you what, I've never seen so many distortions and so many song and dances in my life in a 10-minute clip. It nauseated me. At any rate, I just got a Skype message up here. I'm keeping Dave for an hour, Carrie. There you go. And I don't know about the rest of you folks, but I was sitting here listening to the Shopping Wars before I came on today with Carrie and Chris involved and Dave and John. And $1.50 for beef at Randall's. I know what that is. Trust me, I know what that is. And you know what that is? That's the stuff that they put that, they paint that stuff on that keeps it from rotting. And then they put it up there. When they can't sell it, then they discount it to $1.50. Been there, seen it, done it, bought it, ate it, and it's not that good. So that's my comment on that one. At any rate, third parties. Now, you know, I'm going to toss this out here, get your thoughts on it. I'm also going to ask Dave when he comes up on air. Dennis Kucinich.
pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I guess technical glitch there, which happens once in a while, as my old-time listeners know. I didn't hear the music, and they're telling me it's because I'm deaf, and I'm thinking it's because they didn't turn it up. But at any rate, we're back, and hopefully everything has worked out. We'll have Dave Lindorf coming up on the line here just in a minute, I believe. In the meantime, his website, I'm going to give you his website and mine as well. Mine, as you know, is www.theamericanawakening.org. I haven't updated it lately, so there's no new pertinent news up there. Dave's website is www.thiscan'tbehappening.net. And he's all for impeachment, as a lot of us are. And he's got the latest article up here. It says that now even the New York Times is saying it. In an editorial on October 20th, the Times wrote, "Every now and then we are tempted to double-check that the Democrats actually won control of Congress last year." Boy, that's an understatement, isn't it? You remember when they were leading up to winning the election and getting all the Republicans kicked out, all these good things that they were going to do, and as soon as they came in, Nancy Pelosi says impeachment is off the table. Just goes to show you that they're all just beating the same drum. It says, noting how the Democratic House and Senate had rolled over and given the president permission to massively spy on Americans without showing any probable cause, the Times concluded, it was bad enough having a one-party government when Republicans controlled the White House and both houses of Congress. But the Democrats took over, and the one-party system continues. And so we have this guy that steps up to the plate, Dennis Kucinich, who's a Democrat, and by the way, he's a long shot outsider, just like Ron Paul is stepping up. He's gaining in the polls, and as much as they're trying to ignore him, he's collecting all kinds of money, as you know. And it looks like it's a strong possibility he would be a front runner At any rate, I was curious. I was just thinking, you know, Dennis Kucinich has, I don't really care too much for the fact that he wants to get our guns, but there are some things about Dennis Kucinich I like, and there are people out there that do like Dennis Kucinich. I was just wondering, I wanted to ask Dave. Dave, are you up with me here?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing today, Dave?
Really good.
Good. You're really good, even though Dennis Kucinich's resolution got tipped over the bear, over the cliff, right?
Well, I don't read it that way. I think that it's too early to say that, because some interesting things happened after that measure passed to send it back to the Judiciary Committee.
Oh, good. That's why I've got you up here today, to enlighten all of us, because I'll tell you what, I looked at a clip. Was it last, I don't know, Thursday or Friday, that Ed Schultz, Air America, had Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic congressman, on there, who was song and dancing all over the boards, talking about how it wasn't, you know, they need, we need to focus on a number of different issues, and they don't want to detract their focus from...
Oh, yeah, that's the mantra.
Yeah, I mean, she's saying, well, this isn't what the American people want. Excuse me, I don't know what blog she's reading or who she's talking to.
Or what poll she's looked at.
Really? Okay, but anyway, give us an update. What's going on here?
Well, this was a fascinating thing that happened. When Dennis brought his resolution to a privilege motion on the floor, it set into motion a couple of things which exposed the absurdity of the position of the Democratic leadership. The first thing they did was to try to kill it by, you know, he had submitted his bill, first of all, in April. It sat for six and a half months without getting a hearing in the Judiciary Committee, which, you know, it's not what we learned in our civics class happens when a Congress member submits a bill. So
right.
They sidelined it. And so he exercised this thing called a privilege resolution, which puts it to the floor of the House for the entire House to decide whether the bill should get consideration or continue to languish. And so what the leadership did was Pelosi tried to have the thing tabled. So she got Steny Hoyer, the second-ranking House member, who's from Maryland, to introduce a tabling motion, which would have killed the bill or the measure. And at that point, you know, that looked like it would be the end of it, and that's what Kucinich thought would happen. And the Democrats started piling on to the motion, saying, you know, that they supported the tabling motion. And all of a sudden, a weird thing happened. All the Republicans started voting, no, don't table it. We want a hearing. We want to have a discussion about impeaching Cheney. And, you know, this was totally contrary to what anyone had expected. But the Republicans are much savvier parliamentary fighters than the Democrats, and they realized this would embarrass Pelosi. So,
which is the only reason they did it, right?
Oh, of course. So you went, but then, you know, what it also did was it. This is where the interesting stuff happens. A lot of Democrats turned around and went running back to change their votes from supporting the tabling motion to not supporting it. Why did they do that? Because they knew that their constituents would not be happy to see Republicans voting to have Cheney's crimes discussed, and Democrats saying, no, don't discuss those crimes. So you ended up having over 80 Democrats turning around and saying that they didn't support the tabling motion. And I think that is the measure of what Democrats think about about what the public really wants. They did not want to be seen as voting to kill this bill if they thought that it was, you know, going to be Republicans saying, let's have a hearing, and the Democrats saying no. So so the tabling went down. Now the Democrats were stuck with having to have an hour of debate over whether Cheney was impeachable. So what they did then was, rather than have that debate, they put up another motion to just send the thing straight to the Judiciary Committee, right?
Mm-hmm.
That vote went 218 to 194, I think, because at that point the Republicans switched because they didn't really want to have hearings on Cheney. So they became the no vote, And the Democrats almost totally went with a yes vote. The one thing that was interesting was that four Republicans, including Ron Paul, voted that to send the thing to the Judiciary Committee for hearings. So now you have a bipartisan vote of 218 members of Congress saying that they want impeachment to be heard by the Judiciary Committee. So that, now the reason I think that this is significant is that, you know, sure, it's a tactic by Pelosi, a sort of a fallback tactic to try to kill the bill still, but the actual legal position of it is that the House has now endorsed Kucinich's bill to the Judiciary Committee, and that four Republicans endorsed it. And that now to compound that, you had immediately after that Representative Wexler, who is a sort of a mainstream liberal from Florida, six-term congressman, who hasn't said boo about impeachment, and who wasn't a co-signer of Kucinich's bill, he came out and said, and he's a member of the Judiciary Committee, he came out with a letter to his constituents saying that he was going to ask the Judiciary Committee to start immediate hearings on impeaching Cheney, and he gave as his reasons the ones that Kucinich gave, which was lying about the Iraq war and, you know, manipulating evidence to try to get a war going with Iran, and he added the conspiracy to out Valerie Plame, which wasn't even in Kucinich's list, but certainly is true, an impeachable crime by Cheney. So that's very significant. And then on top of that, one of the other mantras from the leadership has been that impeachment would hurt and threaten the new Democrats who got elected from sort of red areas. First-term Congress members who would be vulnerable if Congress was doing impeachment. But one of those Congress members, a woman who was elected to replace a Republican in New Hampshire, also came out and said that as a result of that vote, which she called a strong bipartisan vote for impeachment hearings, she called on the Judiciary Committee to start impeachment hearings. And she's from a red district of New Hampshire. So I think this could move.
Okay. So, you know, there was my next question is, so where does it go from here? I mean, you know, according to the articles that I perused through last week, yeah, you know, he introduced the bill and no, it wasn't tabled. Then it went to the Judiciary Committee and it just basically died. But it didn't.
No, it hasn't just basically died. I think the issue now is, what does John Conyers do? John Conyers has been talking out of two sides of his mouth for a year now, saying to progressive groups that he's been talking to.
Did we lose him?
Pardon? Oh.
No,
John Conyers is the
me.
Chair of the Judiciary Committee.
Right. No. Okay. John Conyers has been talking out both sides of his mouth for a year now. That's when you cut off. I didn't hear you.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. He's been going to progressive groups and to speaking at rallies and stuff and saying that impeachment is not off the table and urging progressives to press him and to get more support for impeachment so that he can move it and do impeachment. And now he's got this vote of 218 Democrats and calls by some members who are not involved in impeachment up to now saying that this vote means that he needs to hold hearings. So he really does have the cover at this point if he wants to do it to be the old John Conyers who in 2005 was saying that both Bush and Cheney have committed serious impeachable acts against the Constitution. So I really don't know. I think that it's possible that at this point the tables have kind of turned a bit. And only the next few weeks will tell.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I mean, do you know exactly what percentage of the American people right now from the polling are in favor of impeaching Cheney?
The last major poll, which I would have to look it up, it was a couple of months ago, ran in some of the major papers, was 54% of Americans of all political stripes favor impeaching Cheney, and it was 45 or 46% favored impeaching Bush.
Okay.
Those are astonishing figures, considering that it's not even in the news.
No question about it. All right, we got to take a break here, Dave. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Dave Lindorf. We'll talk more about this when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Got my guest Dave Lindorf talking about impeachment of Cheney and this resolution that Dennis Kucinich had proposed lately. Okay, where were we here? Dave, continue.
Oh, no. I was saying that you know, this whole incident gave the lie to the notion that the public doesn't want an impeachment, and that Congress's read is correct. They know that it's wrong, and this kind of forced them to confess. Kind of, you asked about the polls. The polls show that 70 to 80% of Democrats favor impeaching Cheney, and that a majority of solid majority of all Americans favor impeaching Cheney. So it's a kind of a no lose situation. And yet, the Democrats are afraid of the leadership of the Democrats are afraid of it, and I think they're afraid of it because they think that, at least up to now, they've seemed to think that the way to win is to let the Republicans simply self-destruct on a war and an unpopular president. But I think they've made a huge error in analyzing who the unaffiliated voter is. You know, Democrats for years have been losing because they think the unaffiliated voter is a dumb, unopinionated, sort of malleable, unthinking person in front of the boob tube who will vote for the party that offers them the biggest bribe at Election Day. And in fact, I think a majority of the unaffiliated voters, and I've met a lot of them in the last 2 years traveling around the country, are people of very strong opinions who have a very cynical view of the two parties, a deep distrust of big government and of big business, but a love of the Constitution and their civil liberties. And these people, a lot of them don't even vote, but they came out and voted for Democrats in 2006, and that's what tipped the balance. The exit polls showed that. These were people who were unaffiliated, but who wanted the war ended and who wanted the Constitution protected. And they voted for Democrats thinking that maybe they would do that this time. The Democrats said they were going to, and they haven't. And I think they're not going to get those voters in 2008. So they're risking a kind of huge disaster in November with this strategy.
Right. No, I agree with you. Now, and that brings up another topic I wanted to bounce off of here. You know, it is my political hope that, you know, Ron Paul gets a nomination. And on the Democratic side of it, I've watched these people pretty close. Yeah, of all the Democratic candidates, you know, if it were a Democrat that were going to, quote, lead us over the next 4 years, the least of the evils I see is Dennis Kucinich. And my question to you would be, if indeed, let's say that Kucinich and Ron Paul did not get the nomination, could you visualize them both running on a third-party ticket as a president and vice president hopeful?
It would be wonderful to see. They're two bright guys, two honest guys. I think nobody would question their integrity, either one of them. And they both are staunch defenders of the Constitution. They're both opponents of American imperialism. I think it'll be a fascinating ticket. I mean, they disagree on some very key issues. One is a lefty and one is a righty on, you know, issues like, you know, health care and things like that. But when it comes to the Constitution and American adventurism and militarism, they're on the same page. So it would be an intriguing thing to see. Ron Paul has run a third-party campaign. Dennis Kucinich has never stepped outside the Democratic Party. He ought to. He's you know, the thing is, both these guys are extremely articulate. And the problem is money, and Ron Paul is starting to show that there's money out there for a honest candidate who stands up for the Constitution.
Right, and in a grassroots campaign, which is what it is, and the Internet's been a valuable tool in raising money for him. As a matter of fact, we've got, I believe, another one. What was it, just here last week, November the 5th, Ron Paul had raised $4.2 million. But we're going to be having these, you know, up until, I believe he has to raise $12 million by the end of December. And we're going to be having another two or three of these before the end of December to make sure that he indeed does raise the money. And, you know, I'm looking at this, you know, all of the Patriot movement out there has very high hopes that that Ron Paul is going to make the nomination. But if he does not, then I would say that the next best thing, in light of what you had mentioned, would be Ron Paul running on the same ticket as Dennis Kucinich on a third party. You know, simply because, you know, you had mentioned that they had, you know, Ron had run on the third party before. But as you had said before, there was a lot of people that came out over this last election and did vote. And the reason that they did is because they really thought the Democrats were going to get something done. And as we've seen since that has happened, that nothing has got done. They've been beating the same drum as the Republicans have. Now,
yeah, in the past, Dennis Kucinich has, you know, run campaigns where he articulates the issues well, and then after he's gone down to defeat, he has endorsed the winner of the nomination on a lesser evil strategy. But he may be moving away from that. I think I think he's pretty sincerely disgusted by, you know, the top of the list running for the nomination. So, you know, it would be intriguing, and the two of them have expressed admiration for each other across the ideological lines. So, you know, I suppose it's not inconceivable. It'd be great to see.
Okay, well, listen, we got to take a break. Dave, stick with me. We'll be back after the break with my guest, Dave Lindorf. I'll open up the phone lines. We've only got an hour with Dave, so I'll open them up after the break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. If you have some input for myself or my guest, Dave Lindorf, regarding this this impeachment, or even on the possibility, I mean, I want Ron Paul to get the nomination, but if he doesn't, the possibility that he could run on a third-party ticket. I wanted to ask you, Dave, now, oh, we're connecting him on his cell phone. Oh, okay. So we're waiting. I gotcha. Yeah, I got a couple more pertinent questions that I want to bounce off of Dave here. We only have him for a short period of time, folks. I know he's busy. He's got a lot going on. I was fortunate enough to get him up here for an hour because he is indeed an expert on this. And as we all know, I don't claim to be an expert on this, but I'm fascinated with it. I go down the rabbit hole on all this stuff, and I try to find out as best I can what's going on. And while I got a moment here, I want to mention. He's back. Okay. Well, I won't mention. I'll mention it later. Dave, you back with me?
I'm back. I'm on the cell now.
Okay. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A couple things I wanted to bounce off of you here, Dave. This, what do you know about this Debbie Wasserman Schultz, this lady that I'm looking at a picture of her right here. She looks like a curly blonde-headed crazed vampire. What do you know about this lady?
I know very little about her. Where's she from? What district?
Let me read here. It doesn't really say. It just says, Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And she's got a picture over here with this you know, curly blonde hair, looks like she's curled it, and she's got this look on her face with these teeth that look like she's a crazed vampire. As I mentioned to you, she was, you know, I heard this clip that when she was on Ed Schultz's program last week, and she was just waffling all over the place, dancing around, trying to tell Ed Schultz, which was a bad mistake, what the American people really wanted, and I mean, he was burning her up eight ways to Sunday. She was doing everything she could to dance around it, change the subject, try to, implant within him propaganda, which didn't work. But at any rate, I was just curious to find out, you know, who's pulling this lady's strings, if you know.
Well, I just find it, I don't know who's pulling her strings, but probably Pelosi. I mean, Pelosi's been pulling everybody's strings. You know, when there was this grassroots effort to try to get a couple of state legislatures to pass bicameral resolutions calling for the House to impeach, to go, you know, the Jefferson Manuel route of impeachment. Pelosi actually was dispatching members of her cabal to their districts to twist arms of state legislatures to kill the measures. They did that in Vermont, and they did it in Washington, and they did it in New Mexico, and it was such an obscene undermining of the whole notion of grassroots activity that it was really stomach churning to see them do this. But that's what Pelosi's doing, and I suspect that that's what this is. You know, she's got these people, and they're in her, you know, she can offer favors. She can get their bills moving. She can, let them get their earmarks and all of this. So she has that kind of power. And so I think that's what we're up against there.
Well, one other thing I wanted to ask you before I open up the phone lines, before I take callers. If indeed we got to the point that Cheney were to be impeached, what do you think that would do for George Bush's respiratory system?
Well, let's back up a minute. First thing we have to do is get hearings. And my thinking on this, having lived through the Nixon impeachment, is people forget, you know, that we think about Nixon and we think, oh, they got that crook. But, you know, it was not a foregone conclusion at the start when 25 members of the House signed on to impeachment articles. It was seen as a very quixotic effort. After all, this was a guy, it was only 2 years after this guy had won a landslide reelection with 49 states and, you know, 60% of the vote. This wasn't a George Bush election theft thing. This was like, he was hugely popular in 1972. He ran against George McGovern. He got a 60-40 split and 49 states, everything but Massachusetts. And yet, 2 years later, here were 25 people saying that he should be impeached. And what happened was it went to the hearings, and at those hearings, the truth started to come out on, live television, with witnesses, you know, like L. Patrick Gray, Weaseling Hound, and John Dean telling the truth. And, you know, he sank like a rock because Republicans were looking ahead to the 76 election and saying, boy, we don't want to go down with this ship. And I think that that's a very similar picture to what would start to happen once, you know, you got to the point of hearings. You know, because the crimes of these two guys are so enormous, way beyond what Nixon did, that if they started to be testified to by the little people that they would get in to testify, I think that Americans would be appalled, and that Republicans would tell these guys they had to resign or sink the Republican ship in 08.
Do you think that if the hearings happened and all of these, we know that they're neck deep in doo-doo, but I mean, the truth started coming out about all of this, that eventually they'd be pointing a finger at Georgie boy.
Oh, of course. That's why it really didn't matter whether you impeached Cheney first or Bush first. I think in some ways Cheney's easier because I think it's pretty well understood by people, and it'll come out in hearings that he's running the show.
Okay. All right, let's take a call. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Dave. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, George.
Hi, George.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed one thing during the Nixon impeachment hearings. I noticed one thing that the Congress tell the military was not to follow any of his orders to do any attacks or do anything wag the dog scenario. You ever heard of that?
Dave?
I couldn't hear the full thing that he said.
Okay. Repeat that, George.
Well, President, well, Congress, back when during the Nixon impeachment hearings, Congress did tell the military not to go do a wag the dog scenario to try to deflect attention away, meet attention away from the hearings. Do you kind of see that happening today? That could you see that them reacting, like saying bombing Iraq, doing a false flag event, just to deflect attention away from those hearings?
I think what you can say is that I've never heard that Congress told the military anything. I've heard that in the very end, you know, Nixon had in place where he had developed a martial law game plan. It was called Operation Garden Plot, and it had actually been tested in a few states under Governor Reagan. In California, I investigated one called Cable Splicer, Operation Cable Splicer. It was actually tried out using the California National Guard. I was told that he contemplated putting it into effect in the waning days of his administration, but that Alexander Haig, who at that time I think was his national security advisor, put out the word to generals around the country not to follow that order if it went out. He never did do it, but he apparently was contemplating it. And Haig kind of preempted it by talking to generals and saying, you know, don't do anything stupid. I suspect, I mean, I've been reading stuff that Admiral Fallon made it clear to Bush and Cheney that there would be no invasion of Iran while he was admiral. So I think some of that may be going on also in the current situation, that the top brass is they know that it would be suicide for the U.S. to start another war while we're mired in two already that aren't going well, and they're letting that be known that what we would get. Seymour Hersh wrote this a year ago that a number of generals have basically said they would resign if there were anything like that to happen. So that would be a disaster. For the military, for the U.S., and for Bush, if they were to do something idiotic.
Yes.
Go ahead, George.
On Glenn Beck last night, I heard them Glenn Beck categorizing Ron Paul supporters as potential terrorists, as equating us that we have a bunch of Timothy McVeighs in the Ron Paul camp on the fridge elements. And they equated Guy Fawkes as a Timothy McVeigh of his day.
I've got that article sitting right in front of me. It's ironic that you mentioned that. Dave, do you know anything about that?
I've heard that kind of stuff going around. It kind of is an insult to Guy Fawkes to compare him to somebody that blew up a bunch of little kids. But, you know, he did... He was going to blow up the Parliament building, but
we've got this same woman that introduced H.R. 1955, this Democrat from California, Jane Harman, that's in these hearings right now, and I believe that they took place. They started on November the 9th, I believe that's the date. But as George was mentioning here, yes, these mainstream media shills, Glenn Beck and Hannity, they're trying to equate anybody who is a 9/11 truth activist or anybody who believes 9/11 is an inside job as terrorists, and they're having hearings on that right now. And so, you know, and I find it very interesting that here we've got this grassroots support, which they're trying to, you know, just say is a bunch of media or internet bloggers that have come up with all this money for the Ron Paul campaign, and they're trying to tie all of the Ron Paul supporters as terrorists? I mean, what does that say for Ron Paul, for crying out loud? Here's a guy that's voted constitutionally on every issue since he's been in office, and
right.
He
and
gets
veteran.
To the heart of the issue. What's that?
And a veteran.
Oh, yeah, and he gets to the heart of every issue. He goes, you know, in his debates, he's bringing up the main issues that these people do not want to discuss. They don't want to discuss the Federal Reserve, for crying out loud. They don't want to discuss the fact that our economy's basically imploding. They steer away from this guy, and now they're stooping to the level of trying to equate us as terrorists for supporting this guy? What's the matter with these people, Dave?
Yeah, well, this should make us feel pretty good because, you know, it bespeaks a level of desperation. I mean, I think there's a lot happening at the grassroots right now that the problem is getting around this lid that's put on it by our two-party system, which is why I proposed, I don't know if you've seen my latest proposal, but I've been getting some interesting responses to it as I go around talking, is the idea that, at least on the Democratic side, I've suggested that progressives who've been stomped on and taken for granted for 50 years should quit the party en masse. And I propose that they don't do it individually, that they do it in demonstrations where they announce them in advance and do marches from symbolic locations like Independence Hall in Philly to the registrar's office and quit in large numbers over the failure of Democrats to stop funding the war and their failure to hold hearings on impeachment. And I think that kind of thing could scare the living crap out of
You still there?
Did we lose Dave?
Hello,
I'm here.
You broke up there a little bit. And I agree with it. Matter of fact, I've got Mary Starrett, who's the head of the Constitutionalist Party, that's going to be up on my show here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to talk a little further about that. But yes, I mean, I agree. These people are absolutely terrified. Because this lie that they've been running for all this time and the fact that both parties are dancing to the tune of the same people, and the truth is about to be exposed. And you can tell that just by their actions. Their actions are such that they will stop at absolutely nothing to try to maintain their power and maintain their status quo. But the facade is crumbling. The curtain's coming down. Anything else you want to add, George?
Yes, you know, this is kind of like rippling out. And in our Florida legislature, both parties, they're scared stiff because now their power is being threatened. And it's going down to the local level. It's now they're starting to figure out that now our city, we're going to be electing our own police chief. And Pinellas County, Greg Pound might be running for the sheriff's office. And these people are civilians, and they're terrified of civilians being in law enforcement positions.
You're kidding me. Greg Pound may be running for sheriff? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Greg Pound will be on my show next week. I've got to ask him about that. Go ahead. Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, and the thing is, it's more like it's, and people are starting to figure out it's better to have a civilian run these law enforcement agents than these brainwashed, brain-dead cops, career cops.
We have to stop having a militarized police.
And the thing is, it's like you go down to Pinellas County, you get stopped, they bark orders at you. And every time I've been up and they try barking orders at me, I said, you work for me, I don't work for you. And it's like people are getting sick of it.
I hear you. Okay. Well, listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate the input, George. Got to run. I don't have much time left. Got another call. Carl from California. Carl, you're on with Michael and Dave. Go ahead.
Hello. I want to bring up a point in Nixon's case.
Yes.
What they did is Spiro Agnew was ousted. They put in Ford,
right,
which was chosen, 33rd degree Mason, no problem.
Right.
Went with the whole bit. And then they took out Nixon, and guess what happened to Mr. Ford? Moved right up.
He became president. Yes.
He became president. Then what happened? Then he was the nominee for the next election. He didn't win, but Carter won, but he was still. This is a ploy to get around the nomination procedure of the Republican Party.
Well, the reason they picked Ford is, remember, the ousting of Spiro Agnew was done by a Republican attorney general. It was done because the Republicans didn't want to have Agnew as president for the 2 years coming up to the next election. That would have been death. It's exactly like why they wouldn't want to have Cheney get elevated to president. And so they engineered his removal you know that they knew about his corruption for the entire time he was vice president.
Yeah, until it became useful to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's plenty to get rid of Cheney on, and he's got an easy out because he'll just say, "Oh my heart," you know. So if they were to impeach Bush first, you'd see Cheney go down before anything happened to Bush, because they wouldn't let him there. But the other thing you got to remember is that the Democrats have a say over who gets to be vice president. It has to be approved by both houses. And what they did with Ford was, the reason he was picked is because the natural next person would have been Tip O'Neill as the head of the House, and that would not have flown to go from, a landslide elected Republican president to a Democrat. And so they picked the person who would have been the next in line had his party been in the majority, and that was Gerald Ford.
Okay, we got to go to a break, folks. Carl, have you got anything else, I'll hold you over.
I just want to know if he thinks this could be the case.
Okay. Be right back, 3 minutes, and then we'll go to John in Tennessee and Ray in California. Stick with us. We'll be back in three, folks.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Last segment with my guest, Dave Lindorf. Wish I had you for longer. Boy, my phone lines are loaded here, Dave. Okay, let's go back to Carl in California. Carl, you wanted to know what Dave's thoughts were on that? He left. Carl's gone. Okay.
Okay. By the way, people can pick up my thoughts on my website, thiscan'tbehappening.net.
Okay. Yeah, thiscan'tbehappening.net, folks, and you have a contact number there for an email or something, right?
Yeah, it's dlindorf@yahoo.com. So
very good. Okay. All right, quickly, let's go to John. Yeah, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on with Michael and Dave. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. It's been a while since I spoke to you. I'd like to, I don't know exactly where you're at in the conversation, but I'd like to give you a couple observations and then make a quick comment. First of all, I'm here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Fred Thompson is the chosen one down here. All of the news today and on talk radio, it's been that he's received the endorsement of Right to Life. And why, you know, what's the big problem with Fred getting the endorsement? Well, I called in and I told him very simply, you know, it's amazing. You have a man that runs a lobby, ran a lobbying organization in support of abortionists. And you've got Ron Paul, a practicing obstetrician, who's delivered over 4,000 babies, never aborted one of them. But yet he can't get their endorsement. The question I asked him is why? Are the primaries not the time, supposedly, when we have the opportunity to vote for the one that we think would make the best president? And he, you know, it's like, well, they want to know who's electable. Well, here's the deal, Michael. These people aren't stupid. So what if, we're all tired of voting for the lesser of two evils, but what if the lesser of two evils is actually the evil that we need to avoid the most? They're not stupid. They're going to paint the prettiest picture they can on the worst possible candidate, I believe. It's sort of a reverse, you know, a reverse psychology. Here's the guy that he's no danger to America, when in fact, he is a CFR. They're all CFRs other than Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul. And if you get a CFR guy in there, you get what you got. I don't know any other way to put it.
Ron Paul's not a CFR member, John.
No, I know he's not.
Oh, okay.
I said Thompson is. And the
right,
other.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, America is so dumbed down that the CFR to them, and I've heard it out of Fred Thompson's own lips, is a think tank. Well, good gracious. You know, I could say a lot worse, but I'll bite my tongue. Why is it, both of you, that Americans can't see the daggum forest for the trees? It's before their face, and they can't see it.
Because they're too busy listening to somebody else's opinion through mainstream propaganda, John. Dave, you want to comment about it?
No, it's absolutely right. I am appalled at the laziness of the average American, and I meet a lot of them right around where I live, that people do not want to know. They don't want to take the time to read most people don't even read a newspaper. And as bad as newspapers are, they're better than watching TV, which is what most people do. And just the incredible ignorance, just the fact that half of Americans think that Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11 is so mind-boggling that, you know, there wasn't a single Iraqi on the planes even. So it's just incredible that people are so willing.
Thank you, Paul, for your time.
Thank you, John. Dave, let me ask you a question. I've still got another caller up here. Don't know whether he has a question for you. Can I hold you for about five more minutes or not?
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll take this break. We got 2 minutes up to the top of the hour. Then I'm going to go to Ray in California. After that, anybody calling in with any more questions for Dave will have to go to his website, thiscan'tbehappening.net, because I only have this brilliant man for about an hour today. He's very busy, folks. We'll be back after the break. I'll go to Ray in California, and then stay tuned for my second hour coming up.
With recent